1969 was a year of polar opposites. On one hand, there was the concert in Woodstock, consisting of dozens of the most famous performers in the world playing together in an atmosphere of peace with nature and love. And then, just 3.5 months later, there was the disaster known as Altamont, at which a fan was stabbed to death by Hell's Angels. But 1969 was a lot more than just two concerts. We all heard for the first time a song chosen by the BBC as the theme song for the television coverage of a moon landing. It was a year when we witnessed murder on a hideous scale. It was the year the King returned to live performances after a long, long hiatus. And it was the year the most famous band in the world ended it all by playing on a roof. So settle in, we're going on a trip back to 1969 on the 60s Revolution. And we start out with the Beatles. On January 30th, the Fab Four performed for the last time in public, playing on the rooftop of the Apple office building at 3 Savile Row in London. We did not know it at the time, but that was the last time we would see those guys in public. On April 1st, and this is no April Fool's joke, the Beach Boys filed a lawsuit against their record label, Capitol Records, for $2 million in unpaid royalties and producer's fees for Brian Wilson. Capitol retaliated by deleting most of its Beach Boys catalog, severely limiting the band's income, and the label didn't do the band any favor when they steadfastly refused to properly promote the Beach Boys single that year. Thanks to Capitol, this song stalled at number 20.
Girls.
Beach Boys would do it again on the 60s Revolution. Good things did happen in April. Chicago Transit Authority, later just plain old Chicago, released their debut album, and with it came this smash hit. Not much happened in May of 1969. Well, I turned 19 years old that month, but that's got nothing to do with this. But on May 3rd, Sly and the Family Stone released the Stand album, and one of the songs in that album was an epic.
Stand in the ear. to go through if you're going anywhere. Things you want are real. You have you to complete, and there is no deal. There's a midget standing tall, and a giant beside him about to fall.
Sly and the Family Stone would stand on the 60s revolution. Now, say what you want about Pete Townshend, but the guy will seemingly go out of his way to help out his friends. When John Speedy Keane, a former roadie for The Who, presented a few songs he had written to Townshend, the guitarist immediately put together a group to perform those songs. One of those musicians was a 15-year-old guitarist, and another was an eccentric postal worker and jazz pianist. So nobody expected too much, but in June of 1969, the band, with Keane on drums and lead vocal, left their mark, if only briefly, on the music world. That eccentric postal worker? His name was Andy Thunderclap Newman.
Because the revolution's here. And-
Something in the Air by Thunderclap Newman. And by the way, the guy playing bass guitar in that song was Bijou Drains. Well, that's the name he used. It was actually Pete Townsend himself. On July 3rd, Rolling Stones founder Brian Jones was found drowned in his pool less than a month after leaving the group. An extremely talented musician, able to play almost any instrument after picking it up, Jones had thrown that talent away in a haze of drugs. He hadn't participated in several of the Stones' sessions in his final years with the group, but during the recording of the Beggar's Banquet album in 1968, he showed he still possessed the skills that had made him famous, laying down his lead acoustic guitar in one take.
Red, started down the road, started down the road. With all he had started down the road. Going out in this world, well, God only knows. And that'll be the way to get along. Well, poor boy, all he had, family come in the land. Family come in the land. And all he had, family come.
On July 11th, David Bowie released a song about the launch of Major Tom, a fictional astronaut. The release coincided with the Apollo 11 moon landing, and in the UK, it was used in conjunction with the BBC's coverage of the event. That seems to have been a strange choice due to the fact that Major Tom's flight was initially successful and everything was going according to plan, but then he cut off contact with ground control and floated off into space. I'm not really sure using this song was a wise idea.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. And the papers want to know who.
the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. Stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
On August 9th and 10th, members of Charles Manson's so-called family murdered film star Sharon Tate and six others in a two-night killing spree which shocked the nation. Manson believed the Beatles had been sending him messages through their music, most notably this song.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. You ain't no
to the top of the slide, and I stop and I turn and I go for a ride, and I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to make you?
One week later, the violence of the Tate-LaBianca murders was offset by the Love and Peace Music Festival in Bethel, New York. The three-day Woodstock Music and Art Festival was a financial disaster for the promoters, but the music, oh, the music was incredible.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how did I? Of the day,
I'm sad because you're on your own.
I tell never you say it no more. Only if you love my friend, I got to buy a thing all the way.
I'm certain it happens all the time. You know it does.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I don't see nothing, but it's just I gotta get my friends together. Cause all we gotta do is love. I'm gonna take them home with me now. You gotta get over your friends. You gotta get all your friends. Nobody knows the way. Nobody knows the way. You got your friend. You got your friend. You got your friend to love. You got your friend. Myself, thank you very much indeed. See you again. Beautiful.
Joe Cocker. Now that, my friends, was the 60s. Great song, great performance. On August 28th, Elvis Presley returned to live performances in Las Vegas after spending most of the decade making poor but financially successful films. He also released what would be his final number one song.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? I know.
On November 4th, a southern rock band released their debut album.
Thank you.
The Allman Brothers with Whipping Post on the 60s Revolution. On December 5th, the Ivies changed their name in midstream and released a song written by Paul McCartney and made it very, very big, at least on paper. Come and Get It by Badfinger, a group which would eventually go down in history as perhaps the most misused and abused band of all time. And then there was December 6th, the concert at Altamont Speedway in California. Organized by the Rolling Stones, it featured Santana, Jefferson Airplane, the Flying Burrito Brothers, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Coming so soon after Woodstock, it was dubbed Woodstock West, but nothing could have been further from the truth. With 300,000 in attendance, the event was marred by considerable violence, including one homicide and three accidental deaths. While Woodstock represented peace and love, Altamont came to be viewed as the end of the hippie era and the conclusion of late 1960s American youth culture. This is the sound that tolled the bell for the death of the Woodstock Nation.
Oh, yeah. People, sisters, brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters, come on now. That means everybody just cool out. Will you cool out, everybody? I know. I'm here. Everybody be cool now, come on. All right? How are we doing over there? All right? Can we still make it down the front? Is there anyone there that's hurt, huh? Everyone all right? Okay? All right? I think we're cool, we can go. We always have something very funny happens when we start that number. Round.
So as Sympathy for the Devil, recorded live at Altamont, fades into the background, it's time to conclude our look at 1969 on the 60s revolution. It was a good year in many ways, and it was a horrible year in many others. Thanks for listening, and as always, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart's desire. We'll catch you next week.
All right.